This is Chi Newton with a word from the word for you today. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Psalm 139:7-10. Beloved, God knows your name. He knows where you are right now. And he knows your needs and challenges. God loves you more than you can ever think or imagine. You may not be a believer. I mean, you may not have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you may be as worldly as can be. But God loves you nonetheless. He loves you so much that he watches over you and keeps you away from danger. God knows your end from your beginning. In other words, you are a finished product. Yes, you are. Uniquely so, only waiting to be revealed. Dear friend, God knows how you will end. And he has determined a glorious one for that matter. Let me recount briefly a testimony shared by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, of a curious incident that happened when he was just a boy. It will help to drive home the point that God knows your name. His elder sister had just been married and had joined her husband in their farmhouse. The boy Adeboye had asked his sister how to get to their farm, and she had given him a rather opaque description. After you have crossed the river, you will walk till you get to a junction, and then turn left, and walk on, and then turn left again at another junction, and walk on till you get to her farm. He latched on to that description and wanted to give his sister a surprise. And so he set out one early morning without telling anyone. Into the thick tropical African forest he walked, hoping to have it easy. And then far into the jungle, having apparently strayed from his bearing, he got lost in the middle of nowhere. Now, confused, tearful, and fearful, he stood there not knowing what to do. Then suddenly, a little white puppy came by wagging its tail as friendly dogs do. Then the little dog began to walk into a bush path, and it seemed as if the puppy was saying, "Follow me." Without giving it a further thought, he followed the puppy, and the little dog led him to the sister's farmhouse. And what a surprise that was. "How did you get here?" Then he narrated how he got lost until a little white dog came by. He then looked around for the puppy, but it was nowhere. That was clearly a divine intervention. God had sent his angels in form of a puppy to save the boy Adeboye while he was yet to learn how to pray or become a believer. But God saved him because he had determined the end from the beginning. He had ordained that in the future, the man Adeboye was going to be the instrument for launching the Redeemed Church into every nation of the world. Dear friend, God knows your end from the beginning. He knows how you will end, and he has determined a glorious end. But you need to cooperate with your master, with your maker. You need to chart the right course to your destiny. Someone may choose not to follow the right course and end up unfulfilled in life. How can we cooperate with our Maker in order to reach that glorious end? The best and surest way is to give your life completely to the Master. Commit all your ways to the Lord, and it will help you to find purpose and fulfill destiny. Beloved, you are a finished product. Don't you forget that. You are uniquely so. You are only waiting to be revealed. May God manifest you to the world sooner than you expect, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.